This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
As it is Remember a Charity Week this week, here on RNIB Connect Radio, we thought it would be good to find out a bit about why people do leave a legacy in their will to support charities such as the RNIB. One such person who has done this and left a gift in his will is Paul Goddard, who is also an RNIB volunteer. Hello, Paul, and welcome to RNIB Connect Radio.
Hello, Toby. Thank you very much.
Paul, before we talk a bit about why you decided to leave a gift in your will to the RNIB, I wanted to find out a little bit more about you. Would you mind giving me a bit of an outline of the eye condition you have and how maybe in a way you have managed and sort of got on with your life as a blind person?
Of course, yes. I've been vision impaired since birth and I have ocular albinism, photophobia and nystagmus, and these are conditions that affect various male members in my family, so it's a genetic condition. So I've never known full sight, so everything that I've done throughout my life, whether it be work or leisure etc, has always been done with partial or very little sight. I was partially sighted until 2008, and then that was when I was registered blind. So I suppose I've always had this mentality that I've lived my life with my sight condition rather than I've lived my sight condition through my life, as it were. It hasn't taken hold of me. It's sort of I've done everything sort of in spite of it, I suppose.
Yeah, I think that's very true of many blind and partially sighted people. And what sort of things do you enjoy doing in your spare time? Do you do any sort of, I suppose, sporting activities, maybe a bit of reading or cooking, all that kind of stuff?
Yes, I love reading, voracious reader, so I try to read every day. I also love doing jigsaw puzzles. I also enjoy going to the theatre. I do some volunteering for obviously various different charities, including RNIB. So I try to keep as active as I can with the little time that I have to give. So it's always good to be able to do the things that you enjoy and feel that you're giving back to charities or to people who are maybe sort of not as fortunate as yourself.
I wondered, how has the RNIB helped you over the years?
Many ways, really. Obviously, giving information right at the very beginning when I was registered blind, because I was born in 1972, so there was very little information about when I was sort of at school and things like that. So it was only going into adulthood that I sort of started looking, I suppose. So RNIB were great as a pointer in the beginning. They've also helped me with various items of equipment, also helped with talking books and braille books and also legal rights services. So it's been quite a cross-section of different activities and services that RNIB have been able to help me with.
What would your life have been like without that support and help, Paul, do you think?
Very different, I think, rather than it looks today. Certainly without the legal help, I unfortunately experienced a horrible situation at university where I was put at a disadvantage by not having the resources available that the rest of the students did. And RNIB helped me with my complaint to the OIA, the Ombudsman, which was partially justified in my favour. So again, anything that I do, and certainly from a campaigning point of view, anything that I do, I always say that whilst initially it could help me, hopefully it's going to help all the vision impaired people coming behind me, whether they be students or in their everyday life. So hopefully it helps to make a difference to other people as well.
And you've been an RNIB volunteer for a number of years. Do you feel proud being a volunteer and knowing that what you're doing will be helping other blind and partially sighted people?
Yes, I think that's the reason for doing it. You know, it sort of gets me out, gets me going sort of every time I go to do something. So it's great to be part of this national charity, this visible charity, this well-known charity, and to know that whatever you are doing is actually helping other blind and partially sighted people. I can't remember how long I've been a volunteer now. I don't count the years. I just sort of hopefully count the success stories that I feed into, as it were. But most importantly, it's to help other people, whether that be as a sooty box volunteer or whether it's sending stamps off to the place where they go in Scotland to sort of taking part in hand-ins of letters to Downing Street. It's all very, very different. And I feel humbled every time I'm asked to be involved in something. I feel very lucky.
You've done a wonderful thing and left the RNIB a gift in your will. And thank you very much for doing that. What were your sort of motivations behind doing this?
Well, when I came to think about preparing my will, which, first of all, I had to do when I was 19, because I had bought a house and it was part of the bank's condition that I prepared this will. And because I don't have any children and there are only cousins left in my family now, so I was thinking about what would happen kind of thing. So I thought, well, the best thing I could possibly do is leave it to charity, and then sort of began to think about which charities have been helpful to me, which charities I would like to see continue and continue the help that they give to various sections of society, groups that are of interest to myself. And obviously sight loss being a large part of me then made me think about the RNIB for doing this and sort of helping to continue the work that they do, but that you do in its various guises for the future. Because I think certainly since the pandemic, the charity sector has picked up a lot of work that would have been done by other sectors and obviously has taken a lot of resources from the charity sector. So I think it's important that we acknowledge that, but also allow it the work to keep going. And the only way to do that is obviously to fundraise, but also to make sure that legacies are an important part of that work.
Did you receive any help from the RNIB when making your will, such as the free will service?
I didn't, because I made my will through the solicitors that were helping with the house purchase at the time. So I obviously told them of the beneficiary that I would like to have in my will. So they prepared all that. Although obviously I am aware of the free will writing service at the RNIB and obviously of the legacy department that you have, because, you know, they're always in touch and always saying thank you and, you know, highlighting the work that they do. So, which is excellent. And it's good to know that it exists.
What do you think your gift will help the RNIB achieve in supporting people who are living with sight loss?
I don't have anything that I sort of would say specifically to use it for. I suppose I would just think, as long as you could help one person, that is more than a reward for me and more than a thank you for me. So I would just hope that it would feed into any work that you are doing at the time, anything that comes up that is obviously incredibly important to vision impaired people. So just to be able to continue the work so that RNIB is still able to continue long after I'm around. So just hoping that it continues the work you do.
Finally, Paul, what message or advice do you have for listeners who might be considering supporting the RNIB in the same way that you've chosen to do so?
I think when making a will, people think that they have to leave large amounts or large estates to charity, etc. And I would simply say you don't have to. Anything that you are able to leave, it will help in any particular way. So if you're thinking about it, do it, because it's a great thing to do. You know that you're going to continue the work with your gift. And that work is so vital to so many people, as I obviously have found during my lifetime. And don't be afraid of talking about wills and legacies. And it's not something that happens right at the end of your life. As I said, I did it when I was 19, which is 33 years ago now. So I know it's done, it's dusted. It's not something I have to think about. Talk about it with your family, obviously, if that's something you need to do, then don't be worried about talking about it. And obviously, hopefully you can have passion and obviously explain why you want to do it. And I think that will shine through and be a good thing to do.
Yeah, I think it's so important, making a will. And if, like Paul, you would like to find out more about supporting the work of the RNIB by leaving a gift in your will, or maybe just supporting the RNIB anyway, you can find out more by visiting rnib.org.uk/legacy. Well, Paul, thank you very much indeed for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio. And also thank you for leaving a gift in your will to the RNIB too.
You're very welcome, and thank you for the opportunity to come and talk to you.